to make this presentation from the Masonic Lodge in Petersburg.
A small group of library supporters crowded around the checkout desk as Gerald Lind, master of Masonic Lodge 23, presented the $25,000 check to Library Board President Julie Hersey.
Well, I'm very excited. It's such a generous donation, and I think it will spur other interest. I think it's a real boost for us because we had to start over with our project. We had originally planned a much bigger project with the museum, and when the community said that wasn't going to go, we went back to the drawing board. So I feel like this is a vote of confidence in us that we will respond to what the community wants and that we can come up with a library that that this community can afford.
The local lodge has a total of about 40 members. About 16 or so live in town. They saw this donation as a valuable investment in the community. Gerald Lind.
And this library thing is number one in town as far as I can read, as far as need. So we thought it would be a very reasonable place to put a bunch of money.
Lind was joined by fellow Masons Ed Sarf and Dale Bosworth.
Yeah. We thank you for all the work that you've done,
yeah,
and we appreciate this. We
well,
really do.
We'll put this to good use. You can trust us.
This is we're trying to give you a jump start here.
Well,
we
you
really are.
Are.
And I think it might be an incentive for others to follow. That's what we wish. Most
oh,
of
that's
all,
good.
That this will be followed up
one
with other gifts like this.
In a recent work session, the library topped the city council's wish list for capital projects. Mason Ed Sarf, who's also a city council member, had no doubts about the need.
Well, I've been in here many times, and it's been so crowded you can hardly get in, especially during the summer months. But even in the wintertime, it's frequently quite crowded, and I know that without anybody even telling me that they've had to dispose of and give away books and everything else to be able to maintain space over the years. And so I think that having a working library that where we can all enjoy it and the children can enjoy it here in town, I think it's very important.
Aside from the need for more space, the city has frequently had to make repairs to the 50-year-old municipal building in which the library is located. Petersburg Library proponents had originally pursued a 30,000-square-foot library museum building estimated to cost around $15 million, but the City Council scrapped that plan last spring for lack of funding sources. Now, the building committee has been working on a scaled-down design for a library-only facility with a $4 million price tag. The nonprofit Foraker Group is covering the initial design costs for the project, which will need to show lots of local support in order to attract large construction grants from charitable organizations and other sources. Librarian Tara Alcock.
It's wonderful to see such a show of support so early on in the project. I think that it's going to create a lot of momentum for our fundraising, and I'm excited to see that. Yeah, I mean, it's a major donation for us. It's needless to say, it's our single biggest donation. Our lead donation.
The library fund has an additional $7,000 in contributions from other donors so far. The biggest test of local support could come next fall when the building committee hopes to put a bond initiative on the ballot. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.